first record, and then do we want to?
Is this just, is that, was it real sad? We don't have a quorum.
Thursday, March 19, 2020, Dakota County Board of Commissioner Emergency Meeting at 8 a.m. We can call. Who do we need? Who can, Tony?
Tony.
Call Tony on the cell phone.
Did I send that to?
I thought we talked to Tony, did we not?
We talked to him prior to the other, the first emergency meeting.
I guess we could call him on this speakerphone too.
That's fine.
Yeah, John.
Hi. We had an 8 a.m. emergency meeting this morning.
Hello?
Hello? Tony?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you. Hold on a second. I got you. Your Bluetooth. Hold on a second. Can you hear me better?
Yes. We need you for a quorum, okay? So I'm going to leave you on the cell phone. We have an emergency meeting at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the phone in the meeting, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let me get off my treadmill. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, emergency meeting, Dakota County Commissioners, and we'll take roll call. Let's do the pledge first, though.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Current copy of the Open Meetings Act.
Roll call.
Post.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin is absent. Larry is absent. And Janet, here.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Kevin and Larry. I know that Kevin let us know that he's under the weather, and short notice, we'll go ahead and I would make a motion to excuse those gentlemen.
Second it.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin is absent. I'm over here. Larry is absent. Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Current copy of the Open Meeting Act posted at the east wall near the entrance of the county board room and is available for review for all citizens in attendance. We're here for emergency business to approve amend the amount of public access to the courthouse in response to the COVID-19 preparedness precaution per state and federal regulations. After our emergency meeting yesterday, there were a few questions arose as far as the access to the courthouse. In conversation with Larry Dix and other personnel, it was determined that we might want to tweak a little bit what we're doing here. We want to leave access to the courts. I did personally talk to both the county and district courts and the county attorney's office. They were all in agreement that if the building was locked, they would have no problem receiving a phone call and going to the door and letting in those personnel for the court proceedings. Also, we need to have the availability for our people to, if they have to file particular orders, to have the ability to do that. So I think that that's kind of what we had discussed. So Tony, it just kind of sounds like, if we go ahead and post everything, all the numbers on the door, those people will have the ability to get in and take care of their business if they call and are let in by members of their office. And they all agreed to that.
So each office will go down and...
Yeah, let their people in.
Go down, okay. And then escort them out, whatever we need to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that would be a good amendment to what we decided to do yesterday.
Encourage as much online and
yeah.
Encourage people to call ahead, very least, and then if the number's on the door, they can call that office.
Yeah, and everything has been posted out there. I know that all the numbers have been posted, so a number of people I talked to are aware of what we have going on, so I think that it'd be a good way to go forward.
Do you think we should screen the public? Was there questions that they suggested that be asked? Or some of the offices were saying that they were asking people if they...
Do we have a Dropbox type of thing up there? We can... Yeah, okay. Any door at all?
Do you want to look into getting a Dropbox?
Hello?
Yep.
Yes, Tony.
Yeah, well, I have the very poor connections, you know. The only thing I hear is the place of deletion and Ralph Hall. The rest of them I haven't heard anything, you know. I don't know why, but the connection is really, really poor.
All right, I'll make sure that I speak a little clearer, Tony. And
do you want me to call you on your cell phone?
Well, you called me myself.
I know, but from the office phone.
From the big phone.
Or is it yours?
Let me go downstairs because I'm in the gym. Let me go downstairs and tell the kids to don't pick up the phone. So I'm going to pick up the line, and then I have my own line, and then go ahead and answer the other phone calls coming through the company. So can you give me about 2 minutes and I go downstairs? Call me at 4:02. Well, that's impossible. I mean, we already got established the conversation online.
No, can we call him back on him? Yeah, that's fine, Tony. We can call you back.
Okay, call me back and give me 2 minutes, okay? And I'll be down in my office.
What number?
I have a phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we should call from
there. On this one? How do you do this one?
There you go. Okay. Push the little blue button for.
Okay. Give him. He needs a couple minutes to get through though.
Blue button. Should the light come on or something?
Push that blue button maybe.
This blue button. Oh, there we go. Okay, I'll let you go.
Yeah, give him just a little time to get there.
Now I'm moving a little closer to the conversation.
Don't unplug it.
I don't want to do that. Too bad.
5152 is his number. I have for his home number. Okay. So
Is it just one? 1-4? Do I do it in one? You have to get out of the courthouse. There's no.
Nine.
Oh, you have to get 9 to get out of the courthouse?
Yeah. So okay. Start over. Do 9 first.
9. What'd you say?
5152.
I think the door been locked. Front door. I think somebody came in.
Yeah, we can't have a lock here in our public meeting, Bob.
So we'll.
9.
It can't be locked here in our public meeting.
4022 6332 5152.
Yes. Try, I have 4602 also. And that might be the shop.
9.
We had them on sale, but that actually was pretty good.
same, isn't it? Register very well. Well, you know, even in the jail, is there...
4601, he wants us to call him on.
Sam, is Tony there? This is Janet Gill of the Dakota County Commissioners meeting.
Yes, he is. I don't think he was going to get on a conference call in in his office. Let me go get him real quick. Okay, hold on.
Oh, okay. Did we call the wrong number? Sorry. Is there another number?
No, he probably just didn't answer. He answered the phone. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
He was going to tell the boys not to answer the phone.
Oh, they did.
So if he picks it up and then they hang up, it should work.
Okay.
Is there any way I can conference my dad in?
Sure. Well, I don't know.
From the landline? Can I call you and conference in, or does that work, or do you have to conference?
There's our number.
Okay, our number is 402-987-21. Okay, ready?
402-987-2190. 190. Yep. When I call that number, it'll be into the conference call.
It's on the conference call in the meeting room here.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So when he calls, just hit that blue button and say hello.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Did I carry my pen out?
Here's a pen. There's a pen. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Tony. You're here. All right.
Hey, y'all. Who's that?
This is Janet, and we got Kim, John, and Marty. And then we got...
I can hear better now, I guess, I'm not sure. I didn't know they had the phone to answer or not in the phone, so sorry about that.
Yeah, we can hear you better, too.
That's fine, Tony.
Perfect.
Okay.
So I guess we're at the point of discussion on we're going to decide on exactly what we want to do as far as the access to the building. We decided yesterday to lock the doors, and then we decided that people should still be available to take care of their court proceedings on things that aren't continued and so on and so forth. So Tony, I talked to everybody upstairs, and they are willing to have a member of their office come down and meet whoever at the door to get them. So they were more than willing to work with us with regard to that. So that's the amendment that we're going to do to the meeting that we had yesterday, giving them ability to still take care of their business.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I have a problem with it, and I think it'd be a good move.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to amend what we did yesterday to say that they can come in with the approval of the various departments.
Yes, related to their business. And they will call it, those decisions will be made by the departments that are called.
And if they can do it over the phone, they'll do it over the phone.
Absolutely, anything that can be done, you know, in any other fashion will be done in that fashion.
Okay. So like the DMV would get a phone call if somebody needs to come in and do their... Yes.
But, yeah, okay. And if their people are here, if they get a phone call, they would be able to do that.
I had a phone call yesterday from one of the dealers in town. So part of the inspection, the inspection is going to take, I totally forgot just how we leave that
I think that the sheriff is going to discontinue inspections in the short term until it'll probably be reevaluated on Monday also.
Okay. Well, does that answer my the questions I have?
Yep.
Maybe we can get a little better idea of what a vehicle inspection entails. To me, that doesn't sound like it's really easy.
Yeah, they just walk on, they take a look at the vehicle, they look at the odometer.
They can look at the VIN from the outside, from the dash. Uh-huh. But if it's a 10 years or newer, 9 years or newer, it requires them to look at the odometer also. And then they're turning on the vehicle and...
Okay.
But I assume that they only vehicle being inspected from out of state, and I mean not that
that's true.
Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
I hope I'm right, but I think that's the way it is.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that and get more details on that on Monday, because Sheriff's not here. It does seem like that'd be kind of important to allow commerce to continue.
Mm-hmm. But that's the one thing that he was worried about. That's the would be the the entry point where, with regards to the jail, that person would have it be going in and out of the building, and that was his concern.
So wearing gloves and mask or whatever, figuring out how to protect people if they've said to
do it. That could be. They could put protective gear on to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just have them at certain points in the day, you know?
Yeah, you could
one afternoon a week or 2 days,
10 to 2 or something.
Or just do it, do it 2 days a week, so then they would... So
one morning time and one afternoon time.
And those are decisions that have to be made by the sheriff.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
But at least good things to think about for Monday. We're going to probably want to, I know we want to stay below our number as best we can, but we're probably going to want to be able to talk to some of the department heads on Monday, I guess.
Okay.
I have one question for you guys. Like the Latino community, another small community, I'm going to speak for the Latinos. How are they going to get their all this information? A lot of that elderly, not like my, in my age, probably younger, they don't really depend on computers and anything like that, but they're not probably aware of it. Is that a good idea to contact the radio station locally here, La Fiesta 97.1, and give them that information or send them an email to him, Deanna? The manager, he's got his email, so he's there in contact. But don't you think it's good enough to inform that community, or you think that'll get the information?
I think that's a good idea, Tony. Mm-hmm. We'll follow up. We'll follow up with an email to them.
Yeah, just so Deanna, he's got email from that person. He will put it on the radar right away. So that's the most effective way the community will aware of it, what's going on. With the situation, because everybody hears the radio.
Good idea. Great idea. All right.
So are there...
Can we second that? Or are we
are there any other things that you want to discuss with regard to that? I don't...
I think that's a good amendment.
Do you guys want a way for people to call into the meeting on Monday? Is there a way to do a conference call with that, or...
They would all have to have access again to their computers. What is Monday's agenda?
Do we want to move it to a different location where it is more? We could spread out a little bit more, or no? Probably not, because we got all our recording equipment and stuff that we got to do. Could live stream it and have FaceTime. People can.
I mean, it's allowable, but
I did a Zoom meeting. Well, I guess it's public. Yeah. I did one of those last night.
Those are handy,
but I don't know if all your public could get in on a Zoom meeting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
we had 80 some people on the meeting last night, so it was...
I would guess with the things the way they are that our public is going to be very, very light.
Yeah.
That people aren't going to want to come out into, a meeting setting. So
if they call in on Monday to want to come into the meeting,
well, the door will be unlocked during the meeting,
okay,
or somebody will be at the door in the meeting, because we're required with the Open Meeting Act to have everybody that wants to be at the meeting has the right to be at the meeting.
Okay, so one or so,
yeah,
the doors will be open. Okay.
Yeah, we'll either open the doors or have somebody posted at each of the doors.
Okay, that's
so. What you're saying is there's going to be a public participation on the Monday's meeting then?
If there's any public here.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me look.
look what I have for them.
Do we need to limit access to, say, the front door versus the other door?
I'm not plugged in.
And that's what I'm wondering, too. Do we need to lock down, lock down all the doors?
One door.
And just leave the front
door. Front door open?
One you can control.
Entrance, go to entrance one or whatever.
The south entrance.
Is it A, entrance A?
I think it is. I think there is an A on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we need entrance B too, just for handicap maybe, because that's so much closer for anybody that's handicapped.
Yeah, from that parking lot.
From that parking lot.
Is that the back one?
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah.
Right back.
So it'd be basically that hallway that's right in front of the treasurer's office.
Yeah.
Either end of that. Yeah.
Entrance A.
But they're gonna to get in. They're gonna be calling.
Yeah.
And they could let us know if they're.
And they can let you know if you're at entrance A or B.
Oh, that's true. The whole thing will be, the whole building will be locked, is what you're saying, until 12:30.
Until the meeting.
12:45, whatever. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Tony?
No, okay, I'm agree with that. When you guys also recorded, I need somebody to call me. I got a question to ask.
Okay. All right, so I guess, do we need to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to amendment to our action yesterday to allow access to the courthouse by phoning in and having each office bring their a phone-in option and a public meeting access.
And I would second that.
Does that sound too worried, Joan?
No.
You'll doctor it up for me?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
All right. I think that is the only business that we have on today's meeting. So at that time...
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay.
Tony, who do you need a call from? Do you want Joan to call you? Do you want me to call you? Who do you want to talk to?
Johnny or you or either one.
Okay. Real good.
Give a call to myself because I'm going to be at the... how soon do you want to call me?
I'll call you just here in a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, the kids might be... give me a call on myself.
I can shut that recorder off. The meeting's adjourned, right?
Yep.
Motion to adjourn.
Right?
Yep. Adjourned, yep.